Hey, good morning and welcome to the Raider Rap right here on KYMN 95.1, the 1 and AM 1080. Jimmy LaRue with you on a beautiful Saturday morning. Well, it's beautiful if you like overcast skies and cold temperatures. So for the most part, you're going to see that. A lot of scattered flurries throughout the day, but it's going to be blustery. High today of only 22. Crazy. Thursday was 41 degrees and now we're at 22. It's just unbelievable. Northwest winds 15 to 20. Gusts as high as 30 miles an hour today. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Gradually becoming mostly clear and cooling off to 3 above. Wind chills about minus 11 when northwest winds kicking around. And then for tomorrow, sunny with a high of 34. But there are going to be some wind chills because it's going to be really breezy again tomorrow. You're going to see southwest winds 10 to 20, gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. So it's just going to be a little chilly for 34 for tomorrow. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, cooling off around 23. Again, high gust, a lot of breeze and wind for the next couple of days. Monday, partly sunny, a high of 37. Can you believe that? And then for Monday night, mostly cloudy, cooling off to 24. Tuesday, it looks like a chance of snow, a slight chance of rain for the most part throughout the afternoon. Then a chance of rain and or snow in the afternoon, mostly cloudy, but warming up to 43. So it some warmer temperatures on the way, which it should be because we're coming into spring. And speaking of spring, we'll be talking with head coach Tyler Baylow coming up here in just a minute. We also have Liz Campbell and Evan Lowe. They're going to interview the girls' softball players, Riley Blandon and Courtney Graff, and then Noah Bachmeyer, the head coach of the Olympic weightlifting team, will join us this morning as well. And speaking of spring, again, Tyler Baylow, head coach of the Northfield Raiders track coach, not to be confused with Philo Beto. I don't know if are you familiar with Philo Beto?
No.
Every which way but loose, Clint Eastwood, and
I have to get acquainted.
Well, that'll be a nice Google project for you or something like that. So, but welcome to the program.
Yeah, great to see you again.
We've been here. We haven't had you in the studio for a while. So let's get a little bit acquainted with our head coach, Tyler. Grew up kind of in southern Minnesota. Graduated from Prior Lake. You went to Luther College.
Yeah.
So, did you do track in college?
No, actually, I did not. I was tried to focus on basketball, and kind of wish I would have done the track route. It's a great sport. I wish I would have done it.
How did a guy that didn't run track? Well, did you run track in high school?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So you got a background in track. That makes sense. Yeah. But how did a guy that went to college and then tried out for the basketball team, never ran track, ends up being a track coach?
Yeah, that's an interesting journey, I guess. When I came to Northfield in about 2015, they were looking for a jumps coach for the boys and girls track squad. And Tom Groutman, the AD at the time, offered me the job. And I was very excited to work with Scott Peterson at that time was the head coach. And started coaching, kind of learned the ropes a little bit with track. I had never coached it prior to that. And really fell in love with it. Great kids, just a lot of opportunities to display different types of athletic ability. And 3 years later, I think the head coaching position opened up, and I took it, and it's history ever since.
So, right.
Yeah.
And you also teach?
Yeah. Yep. I'm a social studies teacher up at the high school in town here.
What are the topics of social studies these days?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a pretty... quite the collection of classes, but right now I'm teaching world history and psychology at the high school, and it's quite the different, the switcheroo in the middle of the day to go from studying history to the brain. But I really enjoy it,
but psychology
class, psychology.
So yep. Actually comes into play with world history and how the world has evolved.
Yeah,
when you think
for
about
sure.
It.
So for sure.
So we are now the head coach of the Northfield track team. I think you said the distance guys are running today, right?
Yeah, trying to stay warm out there. Distance guys and girls are probably out around town right now and hopefully warming up.
Yeah. So are you the head coach of the boys? And so I know Janet and you kind of share the practice field, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah. Unlike a lot of sports, we're more like cross country in that we have head coaches that kind of are co-head coaches in a way. I'm in charge of the boys, but Janet also works with the distance athletes, and I'm primarily our jumps coach for long jump and triple jump, and then I help with sprints. But our whole coaching staff works with boys and girls, and we have co-ed practices. It's an interesting dynamic that you don't see in a lot of high school sports. So
are they, do you run the guys against the girls? Like if you're doing sprints or maybe you're doing a 440 or I don't know, do they even have a 440? Is it a 400 now? Is it all 400, 800? Is it, okay, the 440s and the 880s are gone.
Yeah.
Do they face off against each other? Or do you kind of separate them a little bit?
At times we'll separate them. We're indoors a lot, obviously, at this point in the season. And so we'll split into groups sometimes to have smaller groups to work with. But once we get out to the track, we'll actually have boys and girls kind of run their sprints, for instance, based on times that they've been running throughout the year. And sometimes that means the top varsity girls are running with some of the JV boys, and it's a great way for the girls to get challenged and also for some of the younger guys to have more competition as well. So we do run them against each other, but sometimes the groups are split.
So I know Evan Lowe and Liz Campbell were on the cross-country team, so I'm assuming that they're probably on the track team?
Yeah. We've had a lot of Raider Rap hosts in the past that have then been out for track. We've got Evan Lowe's a distance athlete. Liz Campbell's going to be sprinting for us this year. Johan, who I know you know very well, Johan Schroyer, is also a hurdler for the team. And alumni, AJ Reister, was a distance guy last year, too.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. So we were talking off mic about the hurdles and different things like that. And is he good? Is Johan any good at that?
Johan's sneaky athletic. He's a tall guy, kind of skinnier, but he's got a wiry frame, and he's pretty explosive. So
that's nice.
Looking forward to seeing him.
I ran track when I was in junior high, and I did the low hurdles as well. So yeah. When I first did it, I thought it was I was scared to death of it. But once you got the technique down, it was fun. But yeah, I might have got a fifth place. I might have got
there
a fifth
go.
Place one time, I think. Yeah. So I wasn't always in last, but but for the most part. But so you just started the season, right? Like, was it last week?
Yeah, we started on Monday. Yep, started on Monday. Got five practices in and a lot of good things happening, but we're looking forward to the weather warming up. Not liking that forecast that you just provided us a few minutes ago.
Sorry, I couldn't help you more on that. But. Yeah. So compared to inside to outside, obviously, right now, are you doing conditioning? Are you doing just stretching exercises, things like that? You really don't have an opportunity to do a lot of running, do you? Or do you try to run through the hallways? I know that sounds stupid, but no, I mean, seriously, do you run through the hallways? Do you run in the gymnasium? What do you do this first week?
Yeah, that's a kind of an ongoing question that we have every week as a coaching staff. How are we going to get prepared while being indoors? So we use the wrestling room a lot, actually, and that's been a great facility to kind of do our warm-ups for sprinters. Distance athletes do go outside every day if it's not raining. Our throwers are in the weight room a lot, and then they use the middle school gym to kind of throw indoor shots and get ready for their technique. But our focus really right now for the whole team is getting into shape, getting into track shape, and also just learning the technique and the proper way to move and perform different activities, hurdles or jumps, so that when we do get outside, we can make the most of our space and the weather.
We had Ella Pegel and Callie, the wrestlers, in last week. So I'm assuming that are they both in track?
Yeah, Ella Pegel is, and Callie Graber does cross country, but she really focuses on wrestling in the spring, I believe.
Oh, okay.
So she'd be a great track athlete.
I was gonna say she did fairly well as a cross country. She'd be really good, probably distance running.
Definitely.
Yeah. But Ella's always, she's been a nice surprise. I think last year she qualified. Did she qualify for state last year in the shot put and the discus? I can't quite remember.
I think she was throwing for us, but I think she was primarily a sprinter. I don't think she qualified, but she was a very big contributor to the team, and we look forward to her doing the same this year too.
So are they so you said indoor shot, I'm assuming it's a very hard rubber ball.
Yep.
That's basically what it is.
Yeah.
But it doesn't put a dent in the floor or anything like that.
Exactly. I think we'd be run out of town if it did, but it's kind of that, got a rubber shell and then I think sand maybe in the inside, so just kind of bounces off the floor, No scratches or
right.
anything.
What about discus? You probably can't really practice right now, can you?
No, only practice footwork and no actually throwing to the discus. Until
is there nothing, I mean, not even like a frisbee or something like that, so you put it in your hand, so kind of like, and then because you got to spin, right? You got to, and then launch.
Yeah.
So do they have a disc or something that they can throw, a plastic disc or something? Or
Not that I'm aware of. There might be some coaches out there doing some creative stuff with the indoor season, but I think a lot of footwork is probably what our throwers are working on right now when it comes to indoor.
So right now, this is the first week. Like you said, next week, temperatures are going to warm up, but it's rain and snow and sleet and blah. But I mean, 40 degrees, will you take them outside in 45 degrees?
Yeah, later on in the year, especially once we can see that, once we can see the track surface, we'll be out there in the 30s if it's not too windy, just for quick practices. At some point, we really have to be able to get our sprinters able to run over 30 meters. So we'll just suck it up, dress warm, right, and keep everybody in, get in and out, and get back inside.
Tyler Balow is our guest this morning on the Raider Wrap on 95.1 The One. How many people come out for track? So there's boys and girls. And I know that, like I said, you kind of cross train or whatever, but for the most part, how many guys are on the track team this year? Do you have specifics? Is anyone allowed to, like, maybe they're hearing this broadcast and they go, oh crap, I forgot track started, I want to be a trackster, can you join the team still, or are you pretty much locked in?
Yeah, we still have space on the team. We're at 87 right now.
That boys and girls,
just boys.
Wow.
This year. So
wow.
This is the biggest team we've had since I've been an assistant or a coach in any level of coaching in the program, and girls are up to 75 right now. So this is the biggest program we've had in a long time. So that's very exciting.
Explain that to me. I mean, because there's only so many events, and you know, you got to run off your best people when you're at these meets and stuff like that, because you obviously want to win. But how does that all work with that many boys, 80 something boys? I mean, you get your sprints, right? And then you get your distance ones. You got your hurdles, like you said. Then you got long jump, shot put, discus, pole vault.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get them all involved? How do you get them all into the meet, if you can?
Yeah, that's always a struggle, too. Sometimes our meets are limited to how many athletes we can have in each event. But the Big Nine does something I really like, and that's basically just have small triangular meets with three teams. And so we're allowed to have unlimited entries in all of the events. So we can have two varsity runners in the Big Nine competitions, but unlimited JV entries. So there might be 40 kids from Northfield that could run the 100-meter dash if we want to. We try to spread them out so the meet doesn't get too bogged down.
I was going
to
say, how late at night do you guys get home?
Yeah. The bigger the teams, the later you get here, or the later you get back. But there's teams, I think I heard, Rochester John Marshall has 186 boys on their team.
186?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So when we face off against them, it might be a late meet.
Yeah. So they obviously, does that, they must have obviously their population is significantly bigger, mm-hmm, than Northfield. But like you said, you can only run two varsity, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're technically you are squared off against the top. Of the top of the crop, right? When the JV guys get in and run, do they get points for that? Does that help you win, or is it separate? So the varsity runs up here, JV is over here, and they score separately.
Yeah, it's scored separately, and so they'll keep track of a JV team score and a varsity team score. It's interesting. If a team has a lot of depth in a specific event, their JV athletes could actually finish in third place possibly in the meet, but only score JV points. So every once in a while, you'll see a sprinter from our team or a distance athlete from our team probably get first place in JV, but not score any varsity points, even though they might have been that third fastest person in the entire meet. So it's an interesting dynamic. You got to kind of pay attention and explain that to the kids. Here's why you scored, or here's why you didn't score, and make sure they also know you're running varsity or you're running JV as well.
I was going to say, it probably changes throughout the year. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe somebody in the springtime doesn't warm up as fast or something like that, and then halfway through the season, something comes along and they burst, or, you know, they accelerate their speed or something there, or a technique or whatever. How do you regulate that, or do you? That's a lot of kids. I'm sorry, that's a lot of people on the track. And then you got the girls, so there's 150 of you running around the track. I mean, I don't envy you guys at all, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
A bunch of teenagers in the springtime. Yeah, good luck.
Yeah.
Sounds like a lot of chaos out there.
Yeah, organized chaos.
That's
how we like to think of
it. It's like herding cats some days, isn't it?
It can be. Good thing they want to be there, hopefully. And when it's nice out, they love getting out, running, getting some energy off after school.
I know the big deal, at least recently, in the past several years that I've been on the Raider Rap and talking to coaches and players and things like that, it's we all talk about culture. So, and it's like, the cross-country team would go to breakfast somewhere. And or they'd run and then they'd have breakfast, they'd run. I can't remember which one they did, but I think they went running and then they would go to some place, somebody's house, and they would, have breakfasts or they'd have movie nights or they do. Is that something that you implement into your coaching strategy as well?
Yeah, that's something we try our best to do, is create a culture. It tracks such an individualized sport. That's the perception that we really try to emphasize the importance of the team. Which that comes naturally with baseball or basketball, the ball sports. But it's something we try to emphasize, and getting to know each other, having team bonding activities, especially early in the season. I think our guys are going to be going bowling next Tuesday, just to get to know each other. And we also have that interesting dynamic that you get in some sports, but where you might have an eighth grader on the same relay as a senior. And so they might not know each other very well outside of the track team. So really helping them to get to know each other and to be supportive of each other, even though they might not be that close at the beginning of the season, they're going to be very close by the end of the season. So providing as many opportunities for team bonding, like you said, team meals and things like that as we can, is definitely important to us. And Janet, I know, would agree with that as well. Janet Smith.
What's your expectations? You got a lot of people out for track. I mean, do you sit down with the track team and go, okay, guys, here's our goal. We want to take the Big Nine Conference. Then we want to. I mean, are you setting goals that way because it is an individual, or are you setting timing goals?
Yeah. We definitely have those individual goals, and I think a lot of returning athletes come in with where they want to be at the end of the year, as far as a time or a distance. For their competition. But we'd really talk team goals starting around mid-season when we have our true team meet. I love our true team meet. Basically,
that's where everyone participates, right?
Yep. You get three entries, but everybody scores a point instead of the top maybe six. Everybody in the field scores a point, and it's trying to measure your overall depth as a team, and that's where we really want to perform at our best for our teammates. And as we get to sections, it kind of shifts to more of our personal goals. Where do you want to go to state, or maybe get on the podium at that sections, and really try to set our goals for individual competitions? But yeah, it's kind of both to start this season. Let's be the best team we can be, but also if you're doing well as an individual, you're contributing to that. So kind of that team mindset first, but at the end of the season, it is kind of every man, every woman, every boy and girl for themselves.
Coming off last year, what kind of hopefuls do we have this year? Do you know?
Well, last year we finished third place in the conference, which was the highest finish we've had in quite some time. And we have a very tough conference. Big Nine is traditionally kind of a track powerhouse in southern Minnesota. We're hoping to be right in that 3-4 number two spot. It's after Owatonna being kind of the favorite. There's no clear-cut kind of order of who are the other big competitors in the conference. So we're hoping to finish definitely in that top four. It's always hard to tell because you never know who might have somebody that comes out it for the first time as a junior, but is a really strong athlete and scores in multiple events. But we like our throwers, we like our distance crew, and we think we have some field events that are going to surprise some people. So we're looking forward to a really strong team this year.
Awesome. Well, we had a pretty good winter from the hockey standpoint. We had the boys just came out done from state. The wrestlers did really well. We'll have the Olympic weightlifting coming up, and I think they had some qualifiers in some state and the gymnastics. Wow. I mean, Northfield is just it's an exciting time to be in the sporting department, I think.
Absolutely. And being able to see kids who are also on our team, do well in the fall and in the winter, it's just really cool as a coach to see them excelling in other areas. So Yeah, loved your call on the hockey games this year. So thanks for all that.
And Johan. Yes. He was our color commentator this year. So that was good. He's on the track, too. That's good. So now I can root for him.
Yeah, there you
go. That's good. So I can root for Evan. I can root for him. And maybe I'll even have to come out and run a couple of hurdles.
There you go. I'd love to see it. That'd be great.
Oh, yeah. Bring the bed gay or whatever else afterwards. But, Coach, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you taking some time out this morning.
Absolutely.
Good luck to you and the team. And we'll get you back in here sometime during the season. And we got to get the girls coach in here and get talking a little bit about girls track as well.
That sounds good. Thank you so much for having me, Jimmy.
You bet it is. Tyler Balow, head coach of the Northfield Raiders boys track team. Stick around. We'll be right back. We'll talk to Noah Bachmeyer. It is the head coach of the weightlifting team, the Olympic weightlifting team. We'll find out more about that coming up right here on 95.1 The One KYMN.
Hi, Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Eye and LASIK. Are you ready for LASIK? If so, we've got you covered. Experienced surgeons, the most advanced technology, and a kind and caring staff, all right here in your backyard. World-class LASIK, small-town traffic, Ritchie Eye and LASIK.
Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, Faribault. World-class LASIK, small-town traffic, RitchieEyeClinic.com.
Community banking at its best. Whether you are looking to improve your financial future, planning to buy a new home, or considering a mortgage, Heritage Bank in Northfield can help. Our ability to make decisions locally provides you the highest level of service at competitive rates. Your finances and home are important to you, and having a staff that you can trust makes all the difference. We make banking easy with real estate specialists and loan officers ready to help you. Stop by Heritage Bank on Highway 3 or contact us at heritagebankmn.com and see how the professionals at Heritage Bank can help you build your future.
Thinking about a new look or just want to freshen up your current style? Visit Family Hair in downtown Northfield, a locally owned and operated salon just across the parking lot from Just Food Co-op on Water Street. Christy and her professional team of stylists will leave you feeling great and looking terrific. Family Hair offers a variety of services: haircuts, colors, waxing, beard trimming, perms, and kids' cuts. Their rates can't be beat, so make an appointment at familyhairnorthfield.com.
Hello.
Noah.
Hi.
Jimmy LaRue, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Doing all right. How you feeling, man?
You know, it turns out a test I took came back positive for COVID, so I've seen better days, but I've also done this one before, so I think I'll be just fine.
Okay, you're feeling good, though. You're all right? You're up and around? You're moving around? Are you debilitated in any way, or are you doing all right?
We're moving around pretty well.
Very good.
I think the movement helps. Otherwise, I get too bored, and if I sit too long, I get achy.
Sure. Okay, well, with this commercial, we'll come out of this commercial, and we'll go live, okay?
Sounds like a plan.
Thank you.
Get some water here before we hop into it.
Sorry. Stop by Benjamin Bus on Highway 3 in Northfield, and we'll be happy to answer any questions.
Hey, 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 good morning and welcome back to the Raider Wrap. Jimmy LaRue with you. Thank you to Tyler Balow, who just left the boys track team. We got Liz Campbell, Evan Lowe coming up with the softball team coming up here, and Liz will do the scoreboard coming up here in about 15, 20 minutes or so, or about 26 minutes after 10 here this morning. And we're warming up a little bit, slowly but surely. We might get to 22 today. Might have a chance of some scattered flurries throughout the day. The winds are going to be picking up 30 miles an hour for the rest of today. And then for tonight, it's going to cool off to around 3. Wind chills in the negatives, minus 11 to 15 with the northwest winds this evening. Then tomorrow, we're going to have a high of 34. Very breezy. Cool temperatures considering 30-mile-an-hour winds coming out of the southwest again tomorrow, and then tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, cooling off around 23. And again, gust, very, very windy into Monday morning. Monday, you'll see partly sunny skies. It's warming up to around 37 for Monday. But we're at 12 with mostly cloudy skies here in Northfield this morning. Under the weather, so to speak. Noah Bachmeyer, head coach of the Olympic weightlifting team, joins me this morning. Noah, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I'm doing pretty well.
You're doing okay. I know that we briefly were chit-chatting back and forth, texting yesterday, and you were talking about not feeling very good. But so you're probably not going to – you came off a good season. The season – you're done with the season. So I understand you do teach – you teach social studies or history as well at the school. Is that correct?
I do. I do. I've got some world history and some psychology.
Okay, so are you going to be going back to work on Monday, or what should we tell the kids? Should we tell them right now that they're going to have a substitute or not?
You know, looking at symptom onset, I think I should be good to go for Monday.
Oh, bummer. It's always the best to have the substitute, wasn't it? Huh? You go to school, you come walking in, there's a substitute teacher. You know you're either going to watch a movie or just screw off all day. That was fantastic. It was always great. But
I remember the days.
Yeah, right. So now you'll be back and teaching. That's good. So let's talk about Olympic weightlifting. This was your first year as the head coach, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How'd you get into that?
You know, I actually lifted under Scott Sauley. The year he retired, he got picked up by Burnsville for their strength program, and I was sixth or seventh grade, and started weightlifting under him. When I graduated, he moved to Lakeville South, so I started coaching. And it just so happened that there was a position open kind of as I came out of college, and Bubba Sullivan actually got in contact with me, and he said, hey, you know, this is open. We're looking for somebody who'd be interested, and I needed the teaching job at the same time, so it just aligned that there's an opening in both positions.
Oh, very good. So where were you coaching before here?
I was in Lakeville, over at Lakeville South with Scott Sauley and Chris Rouse.
Okay, so you were at Lakeville South at the time. How's their program?
Their program is pretty strong. They do a really good job of pulling athletes from a very young age and just getting them running through basic movement patterns so that by the time they get to the high school, they can just kick butt. You know, they've got a good foundation and they can just go at it as high schoolers.
How many Olympic weightlifting teams are there? Now, I'm assuming not every school, like most schools, they have a basketball team, they have a football team, they have, you know what I mean? But not every team, I'm guessing, or not every city has a weightlifting team. Would that be accurate?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely grown as a sport. I mean, when I started, there was just a few here and there. Probably about four or five. But now if you go on to register for a weightlifting meet or you look at the rankings, there's a bunch more. And they're all kind of spread out over the state. Some of them got pretty decent-sized teams, like Lakeville, Moorhead. And we had a pretty good-sized team this year with about 53. And then other teams like Orno or Austin just have, you know, three or four athletes who didn't want to do another sport or wanted to just keep training because they're really good at it. And every so often you just have one person from a high school whose maybe dad or uncle got them into CrossFit and they're interested in competing at the high school level.
So how did we do? I heard we had a pretty outstanding year.
Yeah, we did. In terms of overall team, I was really happy and really proud of all of our athletes because we had about half the team experienced. They'd been here for at least 1 year. And then about the other half was brand new to the sport. So for all those who were brand new, they performed really well. They were able to learn the movements, showed up every day with great attitudes. And then for those who were a little bit more experienced, we were able to qualify 10 for the state meet. And of those 10, we were able to have 7 podium and 3 of those 7 get individual state titles.
Awesome. So 7 podiums. So that's what, first, second, and third?
Second and third, yeah.
Awesome. So who was our podium winners?
So our first place winners, that was Spencer Melgren, Kate Wiebe, and Elliot Ness. And then across the other podium positions, we had Mason Munch, Katie Kick, Carson Munch, Caleb Graw, and then for our folks who didn't quite medal, that was Toby Graw, Tegan Melgren, and then Logan Prescott.
Excellent. So are they all coming back next year?
You know, I sure hope so. We're losing a few of them as graduates, but thankfully we've got a young basis as a team, so I'm really hoping a lot of them stick with it.
So what do you do? Is that's strictly the winter sport, right? or is there some opportunities throughout the rest of the year at all?
The high school season specifically runs just from about mid-November until early March with the state meet. So that is the high school season, but a lot of folks who are interested and really competitive with it have the opportunity to compete year-round, which I have just a few of those lifters who do that. I really encourage them to diversify their sports and do a spring sport, do a fall sport, and then just keep up with the training in the off-season and then really crush it over the winter season on lifting specifically.
How many people could compete at any given point during the season or during a match?
So depending on the size of the meet, you have one person competing on a platform at a time. Whatever the bar is set at in terms of weight, that is the weight to be attempted. So who's ever taking an attempt at that weight, they have 1 minute to take it. Unless they're following themselves, they have 2 minutes. And in most cases, platform meets are going to run about 2 to 3 platforms, depending on the size of the meet. So at any given time, you might have 3 people competing actively, but depending on the weight being attempted, sometimes you might have 5 or 6, or in some cases up to 10 people taking an attempt at that weight. So it really kind of varies on the size of the meet. One of the smaller meets we went to this year was a 2-platform meet with about 80 competitors across the entire day. And the biggest meet that we went to was over in Lakeville, and that was about 224 competitors across the day. So that was a long day.
That was a long day. I bet that was a minute in between.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So do you just, so you say you set they set the weight, whatever that weight is. So if you're not going to pick that weight, you just hang out until at some point it gets there. And so, like, are there weight classes on that, or how does that work? Or is it just whoever's physically fit to do that?
Yeah, weightlifting is pretty unique in a sense that it's one of those sports that it's broken down by weight class and generally by age group as well. So you're getting a very a very segmented kind of group of the weight class and the age bracket. So it's a really fair sport in terms of that. Broken down by weight classes ranging from 40 kilos on the really low end up to 109 plus on the top end. And whatever weight is declared on the bar, they go from the lowest weight declared all the way up to the highest. So if you're one of those athletes who lifts kind of towards the beginning of the meet, you get going right away, but then you get to coast kind of the rest of the day. If you're one of those who lifts pretty heavy weight, you get to coast the beginning, but then towards the end, that means you're pushing some pretty heavy weight.
Right. Right. What kind of weights are we talking about? Because there's how many? There's 2 events, right? Isn't there? It's a clean and jerk, and then
yeah. So the first movement is the snatch. That's pulling the bar from the ground directly into an overhead squat and then standing up with it. And the second movement is the clean and jerk. So pulling the bar directly from the ground into a front squat, standing it up before jerking it overhead, and then waiting for a down call in both cases from the refs. And you get 3 attempts at each lift. The best lift that you get from each, so your highest, those are going to be totaled together. And whoever has the highest total is going to be the winner of that weight division.
Does everybody participate in both of those moves?
Yes. Yep. In some cases, which is really unfortunate when it happens, if you bomb out or you miss all of your lifts, you do have the option to not take the second attempt or the second lift if you really, really wanted to, but that's generally not the case, at least at the high school level. So everybody does both, and then whatever the highest total is, that's your winner.
So you said you had a bunch of new guys on the team, new people on the team this year. How many weightlifters did you have this year?
We had about 53 sign up for the team, which was awesome. So we about doubled the size of the team. And then in terms of consistent attendance, we sat about 46, 47. So we did fairly well on attendance as well.
So you had about a 20-22% make it to state. That's got to be pretty good odds.
Oh, yeah. We were really close on a handful of other athletes as well. Just got beat out by 1 or 2 kilos in some cases, which was pretty frustrating.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time this morning. Congratulations to you on your first year and getting all those kids to state. And how can they get involved? How do you sign up for the Olympic weightlifting team if you're interested? Or what do you recommend to somebody right now who maybe is thinking that that might be something for them?
You know, right now I would tell anybody interested, sign up for some sort of sport. I recommend track specifically in terms of the movement and systems being worked. But over the summer, join the high school strength program, get in the weight room, play a fall sport, and get ready around November to start seeing emails coming out for the start of the season.
So you guys actually solicit. You send out spam mail.
Not quite. Sometimes maybe a little bit too much emails coming out, but I found that's the best way to get a mass message out.
Sure. Well, it is. It is. I'll just mess with you. So, but I appreciate you. Hey, good luck. You know, get better, and we'll get you back on here sometime. Maybe I have to try to get you up on here closer to the season starting instead of till the season ending. So let's try to get you in here a little bit and talk a little bit so we get people pumped up and get them going. And are these meets open? Could you come in and watch them?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Spectators, parents, students, more than welcome for anybody to show up.
I know a couple of different people that are into, I'm not sure if it's just Olympic weightlifting or not, but they're more mature individuals, so they're probably in their 30s or 40s even, that are doing these types of weightlifting and things like that. Is that a separate club altogether, or is that a member of Northfield, or are you aware of that one?
You know, it kind of depends. Some people lift unaffiliated, like myself. There's a competition next week, Saturday, and then one coming up in May. That I planned on competing in. Those are generally what they would call an open or a master's competition. So pretty much anybody who wants to compete is able. Some of the guys I know competing are going to be into their 50s. So they're considered master athletes. Some of them are attached to local clubs, generally CrossFit gyms, but some lift unattached, just kind of on their own, do their own coaching, show up and lift heavy weight.
Well, I know there's a young lady named Carrie Coctavi. I don't know if you are familiar with her, but she is not only doing local stuff, but apparently she has been participating in national events and different things like that locally. So is that something that you do as well on the side when you're not coaching?
Yeah, actually, that's my goal, is to qualify and then head down to Colorado this summer to compete myself, but also bring a few of the athletes that we were able to qualify for nationals, hopefully get them down to Colorado Springs, I believe, and for a week and throw up some pretty big numbers in the national competition.
Very nice. Well, very good. One of these days we'll have to get you in the studio. You're playing hooky today, aren't you? You're not sick at all. Huh?
I wish I wasn't.
All right, I hear you. Coach, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck and get better.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the time. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Noah Bachmeyer, the head coach of the Olympic weightlifting team. Congratulations. 10 people made it to state and 7 on podium. Wow. Do you believe it? Boy, there's something in the water here in Northfield for sure, at least the past few months at least. So we got more coming up. Don't go anywhere. I've got Liz Campbell in the scoreboard, and then we got the softball players, Riley Bland and Courtney Graff. They'll be joining us here this morning on Meet the Raider. That's all coming up right here on KYMN. 95.1 The One on the Raider Wrap.
Northfield Ford Chrysler is the home of the best price guarantee. There is no question. We have the best price in the area for new Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. If not, we'll make it so. Bring in your deal. deal in writing from another dealership, and if we can't match it or beat it, we'll write you a check for $500. Get started shopping. Stop in to Northfield Ford Chrysler, take a test drive, and we'll get you the best price on a new vehicle, guaranteed. Go Raiders! From everybody here at Northfield Ford Chrysler on Highway 3 in Northfield.
Save big money on your next project with 11% off everything now at Menards. Update your home with a new Spectra gutter system. Gutters are essential for controlling rainwater runoff from your roof. Choose from three in-stock colors. Right now, Spectra gutters are only $8.99 each after rebate. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through March 19th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Heritage Dental Care in Northfield is a general dental clinic specializing in a variety of dental procedures and services. New patients and emergencies are welcomed 5 days a week. Heritage Dental Care is a proud supporter of Northfield Athletics and wish all of our athletes the best of luck this season. Make an appointment today with Dr. David Bruss, Dr. David Buck, or Dr. Michael Thompson. Go Raiders!
Are you looking to buy your first home, upgrade to a new one, or sell your current house? Professional Pride Realty in Northfield can help every step of the way. Professional Pride Realty is your locally owned and operated real estate company. The realtors and staff at Professional Pride are longtime active members of the Northfield community. They believe in supporting local businesses. So when it comes time to look for a local realty company, look no further than Professional Pride. Find them at ProfessionalPrideRealty.com.
The economic pulse of Northfield is beating, and your business is a part of it. Make sure you stay connected to that pulse with the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce. They can help you form the connections and partnerships that can take your business to the next level. Networking events are great opportunities to get your business in front of new people and to make strong connections with other Northfield area business owners. The Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce knows how important your business is to our community. Stay connected to the economic pulse of Northfield. Go to NorthfieldChamber.com, join, and take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Raider Wrap right here on 95.1 to 1 KYMN and AM 1080. Oh, by the way, if you would like to listen back to any of the interviews with Tyler Baylow, the head coach of the track team, or our Olympic weightlifting coach, Noah Bachmeyer, you can do that by listening to KYMNradio.net. Go to KYMNradio.net, click on the programs, click on the Raider Wrap, and then click on today's date, and you can hear back or download any of our podcasts that are available. We're coming up on 15 in front of 11 o'clock, so with no further ado, Jimmy LaRue says, what's up, Liz?
Hello and good morning, everyone. I hope you are enjoying your Saturday. Once again, I am freshman Liz Campbell, and this is this week's Raider scoreboard on this week's Raider Wrap. Last week, the weightlifting team competed at the state championship at Cannon Falls. Overall, the team placed fourth, and we also had some high individual places. Katie Kick got second. Spencer Melgren got first, and this was his third consecutive state title. Carson Munch got third and qualified for nationals. Caleb Graw got third. Tegan Melgren got fourth. Toby Graw got fourth. And Logan Prescott got fourth, all in their own divisions. This week, all spring sports started, so we didn't have a lot of games. But here's a little look into our captains for this year. Boys track and field is led by Dom DiMaggio, Joey Benson, Brecken Riley, and Toby Graw. Girls track and field is led by captains Josie Houck, Greta Gilmore, Regan Childress, and Maddie McDonald. Boys baseball is led by a strong senior class, including Gustavus commit Tyler Hughes, and they also have a new coach this year, Coach Josh Spitzak. Boys tennis is led by Soren Richardson and Jackson Hessian. Girls softball is led by Lucy Menson and Courtney Graff. Boys lacrosse is led by senior Blake Foster. Girls lacrosse is looking forward to a great year as they are continuing to build their program. Boys golf is led by a strong senior class, including Jeb Sawyer. They are looking to fill in the gaps left by Nate Stevens as he left to play D1 golf for the University of Notre Dame. Girls golf is looking to have a great season led by junior Emerson Garley, coming off of her state appearance last year. That is it for this week's scoreboard. Again, I am your host, Liz Campbell, and you are listening to the Raider Scoreboard on this week's Raider Wrap on KYMN 95.1, The One. Thanks for tuning in.
This is Barb from Professional Dental Group, letting you know that the doctors and staff of Professional Dental Group are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Whether scheduling for an implant, mouth guard, or general visit, we look forward to providing you with the same exceptional care that Professional Dental Group has delivered for over 45 years. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. John Nowak, Dr. Brian Cravey, Dr. Tyler Yonke, and Dr. Mallory Peterson, go Raiders!
Purchasing a home is a big decision, which is why your mortgage should be carefully considered. At Community Resource Bank, our lenders have decades of experience financing everything from starter homes to dream homes, and refinancing and remodeling along the way. Go online to crb.bank and do a quick calculation of how much you qualify for, or stop into one of our branches in Cannon Falls, Roseville, or Northfield. Community Resource Bank, let's bank together. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Paul Ryland from Johnson Ryland Homes. Another new addition coming to Dundas is called Tower Heights. We have six nice single-family lots in a great new neighborhood. For the more modest budget, we have wonderful designs for single-family homes starting in the upper 400s.
Hit our website today, jrbr.builders, or give us a call, 507-366-1288. Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers, where custom-built homes meet your budget and your dreams.
Just Food Co-op is your locally owned natural food grocer. Sure, we've got locally produced meats, a great selection of fresh produce, and hormone-free dairy products. But did you know we also carry mac and cheese, chicken nuggets, tater tots, and cheese puffs? Minus the MSG and other artificial additives you really don't want your family eating. There's something for everyone's taste buds at the Co-op. Member or not, you're always welcome at Just Food Co-op, 516 Water Street South in downtown Northfield.
Welcome back to the Raider Wrap on KYMN 95.1, The One, and AM 1080. 12 in front of 11. Overcast skies. We're up to a big whopping 14 degrees here this morning. On the way to about 22 today. That's about it. Not a lot as far as weather is concerned, unless you like wind. So there's going to be plenty of wind today and tonight and into tomorrow and partly into Monday as well. A lot of breeze. So tonight, mostly cloudy, clearing off. And then the winds pick up out of the northwest, 10 to 15, gusts about 25 to 30. Wind chills tonight, minus 11 for tomorrow. Sunny skies, 34, but winds out of that southwest, 10 to 20, gusts as high as 30 to 35 miles an hour. Much of the same for Sunday night as well, cooling off to around 23 with those gusts as high as 30. And for Monday, it looks like partly sunny skies, warming up to around 37. Then it's hit or miss throughout the rest of the week. Maybe a chance of some light rain and or mixed with snow throughout the remainder of the week. So let's check back in with Evan Lowe and Liz Campbell. And it is this week's portion of Meet the Raider.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Meet the Raider on this week's Raider Wrap. I am your host, Liz Campbell, and joining me in the studio today is girls softball seniors Courtney Graff and Riley Blandon, along with my co-host, Evan Lowe. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in today, and thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, so today we're going to talk all about softball, but first, let's let the listeners get to know you a little bit and give you guys some credibility about softball. So you guys are both seniors. What's been the highlight of your senior year so far?
I've just enjoyed all of the hockey games. That's really a highlight for me, and just like other sporting events. It's always fun to get together and cheer on your teammates.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the sporting events and just the amount of freedom that I have at our school and just overall the freedom.
Yeah, sure, Riley. And Courtney, you talked about the hockey games. It's kind of exciting right now with the boys at State. We've got to miss, like, most of the past two school days, so that's definitely been a plus for everyone.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Been a highlight. And is there anything you guys are looking forward to this upcoming year, or do you have any post-high school plans you're looking forward to later in 2023?
I know that I will be attending Bethel University to play softball and study biokinetics, and that's just been a dream that I've had for, like, the past 3 years.
I am still undecided on where I want to go to school, but I'm thinking about majoring in psychology somewhere.
Super cool, Courtney. And Riley, committing to Bethel, that's super exciting for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And I know, like, you talked about high school, like, having some control over, like, things. Do you guys think that you've kind of hit the point of the spring of senior year where you're kind of slipping a little bit? I mean, it's kind of like, you're already committed. How's that going?
Definitely feeling a little bit of the senior slide. I have only two classes in the high school, so I am struggling with those. I am getting everything in on time, so I'm a good student, but I just am feeling the need to, like, get out of the school and start my own life.
Yeah, going off of what Riley said, I'm definitely feeling the senior slide, just procrastinating a little too hard, but the work is still getting done, and it's all good.
Yeah, if you're still going to graduate, who cares?
Yeah.
Softball season is obviously right around the corner. You know, spring sports are starting up pretty soon here. Do you guys have any other activities that fill up your time during the off season? Any other sports or activities?
Yeah, I play tennis in the fall and club softball all year round, so I don't really have an off season.
I am a swimmer in the fall. I do Olympic weightlifting in the winter, and then I play club softball all year round. So just like Courtney, I am booked.
Yeah, three sport athletes are kind of hard to come across these days, and the three sports that you guys do are, like, completely, well, I mean, you did club softball, but, like, even, like, you're an amazing tennis player too, Courtney. The sports that you guys do, like, aren't really connected, and that's something you don't really see, so credits to you guys on that.
Yeah, it's very impressive to be able to do all those different things and balance your time well while still being a student athlete.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you guys talked about club team. Is that something in Northfield, or do you guys go other places for that?
My club team is the TC Blitz, and that's more based in the Farmington-Lakeville area, so you get girls from all around. I have one teammate who travels an hour and a half just to get to practice, so that's commitment right there, but yeah.
My club team is called Clutch Hitters, and we're based out of, like, the Bloomington area. So just like Courtney, we have players traveling from all around the state to practice with us.
So if people are coming from all across the state to come to these club practices, it must be pretty good, right?
Oh, yeah, especially just because once you get to know the girls, or, like, if you see someone at a tournament, like, I have a teammate who we played against, and she really liked our coaching staff, so that's what drew her into our club team, and then she is connected with us as teammates as well.
Yeah, it is really competitive with the amount of money that you pay and the amount of coaching that you get. It just draws in the girls who want to play at the highest level of softball they can.
Do you guys think that you have improved as athletes because of club softball?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I definitely have, just because you're spending so much time with each other, and you're just getting in sync and perfecting your skills.
Yeah, and I mean, club softball is something that happens almost year-round as well. How do you guys balance that with your other sports?
Well, for me, I know that softball is my priority, so with my other sports, I will choose softball over those two sports. Otherwise, I know that it lessons in the winter, so I do have a little bit more off time, but in the summer we're hitting it head on, and we're, like, going in full gear, so it's just, it lessens in the winter, and it makes it easier to, like, handle other sports.
Yeah, the only hard thing is just, like, balancing, like, schoolwork and, like, that travel time in there as well, but I mean, it's pretty manageable, like, if you enjoy what you're doing.
So you guys had an incredible high school season last year. You guys finished third in the section, great conference presence. What would you guys say was, like, the highlight of your junior year of softball?
Shoot, I think just, like, the way the girls all came together, since we had a fairly, like, new team to varsity, since there were only, like, four returning varsity players, and I think we adjusted quite well and all worked together.
Yeah, I think that, especially with the new coaching staff, we were able to, like, mesh together and put our best foot forward and just work through the season and going into unknowns with like a whole new varsity team and just killing it all the way through.
And you guys got a lot of new coaching staff last year, right?
Yeah, we had like no returning coaches, so
whole new coaching staff.
Big adjustment.
How do you guys think that shaped you as a team?
It was a little shaky in the beginning just because you're getting to know each other, getting the feel of the dynamic. It's what's different than what you've known in past years, but I think we worked it out well.
I think it was nice. Obviously, like what Courtney said, it was shaky, but there was less biasness in that, and it was just coaches coming in to see the athletes who they truly are, and it really set us up for a lot of success.
Yeah, for sure, Riley. And I mean, the coaching staff that came in definitely had the cards lined up for them with you guys. I mean, you guys were already super accomplished athletes, so they kind of had it a little bit easy with you guys.
Yeah, they had a little help.
Yeah. Just a little bit of help.
As a team, you guys did great, but also individually, you guys succeeded. What would you guys say was your greatest accomplishment last year?
I know my greatest accomplishment was in our game against Lakeville North. I got a total of 21 strikeouts. It was just a great feeling, and I know that in that game, everybody contributed, because I know Lucy Menson hit a home run just to help us out and win that game to move us farther into our section tournament. So.
Yeah, personally, I had 6 home runs last year, which is a step up from the year before where I hit my first home run, and just really being able to like grow as a hitter, because I haven't always been a power hitter, but last year I think that really showed through.
You both had very impressive seasons last year, because Courtney, you had an All-State honorable mention and you were All-Conference, and Riley was voted Most Improved and got a pitcher award.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was very exciting. Yeah.
Very,
yeah.
You guys were juniors, so you guys are coming back, and that's definitely going to help lead the team this year, along with the other seniors like Lucy Menson.
But to be able to build on what you guys have already accomplished your senior year is going to be very exciting to watch, so I'm excited.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, and I think, Riley, you talked earlier about having a younger team last year. Did you guys have any seniors that were super valuable last year that you guys are losing?
Both Kate and Sammy were major parts of the team, both in the leadership aspect and just with their skills overall. They were great hitters, and they were able to do great things in the field, so losing both of them will be devastating, but I think we will manage.
Yeah, I mean, as much as we're going to miss them and we're going to feel the effect on the team, losing only 2 seniors is better than the year before where we lost like 6 seniors, so it won't be as much of an adjustment, but we'll still have to work it out.
And you guys, annually, you have a fundraiser for breast cancer called Strike Out for Cancer. What is it called?
Yeah, Strike Out Cancer is what
Strike Out Cancer.
Say.
And last year, you guys raised $11,000 with that event.
Yeah, it was a very big milestone for us,
for sure. Yeah, I think it was just cool to see what our team could do to come together to raise that kind of money.
Looking forward this year, are you guys looking to surpass that this year?
Oh, yeah. We're going to try to work even harder this year, definitely surpass that, work with the community again. Should be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And looking to build off that event, you guys got, like, a prestigious award for that, too. I forgot.
Yeah. We went to the Randy Shaver Foundation Award thing where we represented that. So that was really fun.
What are you guys looking to accomplish this year as a team?
I think as a team, we have a good shot at going to state. Just knowing what our season was like last year and seeing the people that are coming back and the people that are coming up, we have a great shot at making it all the way through the section tournament and making an appearance at state.
Yeah, definitely being like top 3 in our conference at least. And yeah, being a senior, you know, state's the goal here. You know, got to leave it all on the field.
Looking forward towards state, how have you guys been preparing for this upcoming season and hoping to have the upper hand and the advantage in, you know, your first games or your last games? Or
yeah, I think a lot of us have been practicing in the off season, and we just wrapped up Dome Ball a couple of weekends ago. So we've been staying fresh, working together as a team, and yeah.
Yeah, like Courtney said, we had a great Dome Ball season working with a lot of returning varsity players, and then we've been doing captain's practices where we're just hitting at the high school, coming together as a team, and working on our bats.
And Riley's Dome Ball, like, high school softball in the off season, or what is that?
Yeah, that's it's through our high school, and we just play other high school teams in our dome. Some club teams join, but we just get to see other high school teams in the winter season and get ready for our season.
So not only are you guys doing club, but you're also doing dome with the high school, and you're doing your other sports.
Yes. Yeah, we stay busy in the winter. Like, we'll have a morning game on Sunday afternoon practices, two hours later sometimes. So it gets to be a lot, but we manage.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, it sounds like so much fun.
But there definitely is a reason why you guys are so successful.
Yes, definitely. And are there any individuals you guys are looking at to bring more to the table in coming years, or underclassmen you think will start contributing more?
That's hard because we only lost two positions, and I think we have some girls on the bench who could fill those positions. But, I mean, we'll probably bring up a few other girls. I'm not sure what the coaches have in mind or anything.
I feel like this year we have, a lot of opportunities, even though we did only lose two seniors. Otherwise, we have a strong program beneath us in our JV and our ninth grade team, so no matter what happens, we have a ton of girls coming up with a lot of potential.
Yeah, for sure, Riley. A coach once told me that you guys have to have depth coming out of your ears to be successful, and you guys definitely have that, so.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you guys have any big goals for the season? I know you guys had a very successful season, but anything you guys are looking to build off of?
I mean, you know, it'd be nice to get All-State this year instead of just honorable mention, which even that is very much an accomplishment of itself, but just to push myself even a little bit further, get that this year.
I know personally I'm looking to get upwards of 175 strikeouts this season. It's just a big personal goal that I've been having. Otherwise, as a team, obviously top three in the conference and making an appearance at state. So,
what would you each say is your biggest strength when it comes to softball, either out on the field or team-wise?
Personally, I mean, I think hitting is a big strength of mine. I can hit for average or power, and I just think I can adjust well, especially on faster pitchers. That's more of a strength than slower pitchers. So, yeah, that.
Unlike Courtney, I am not a hitter in our lineup. I usually stay in the field, mostly on the mound. So I think my strength is my leadership on the mound. Obviously, I do love the pitching part, but I feel like my voice also makes an impact on the field.
Yeah, Riley, the pitcher is kind of the coordinator, the person who everyone looks to, because softball, sometimes it's only the pitcher and the catcher playing for an inning. So,
oh, yeah.
It's a lot of pressure.
Oh, yeah.
And so you guys have definitely been playing for a while for how successful and how much time you put into the sport. What would you guys say was the motivating factor to make you guys join softball?
I mean, my dad, he's a baseball coach, so I've just been playing for as long as I can remember, and he's definitely has been pushing me for my whole life, practicing any chance I could get. So that's definitely helped get me to where I am today.
I know I joined softball because I'd watched my brother play baseball and I thought it was such a cool sport. So my parents just plopped me in association softball and I've just stuck with it ever since I was five.
Five, wow. Courtney, do you remember when you first started playing?
I think my parents told me four.
Like little T-ball, is that
not
what it is?
Yeah, not quite softball, but some form of that, yeah.
Yeah.
And how do you think little you would react to all of the things you've accomplished and just everything that you've done in the past years, and how they would react to seeing you now?
I think I'd just be so proud to see that all my hard work has paid off, all the sacrifices, and to see that I've stuck with it, had fun over the years, made a lot of memories, a lot of friends.
I think little me would be amazed that I'm still pitching. When I was little, I didn't even know that I wanted to be a pitcher. I just kind of threw myself into that. So I think she'd just be proud that I stuck with it and I've had fun and made so many new friends.
Yeah, if you're just tuning in with us on this week's Meet the Raider on the Raider Route, we have Riley Blandon and Courtney Graff joining us, who are both senior softball players.
How would you say softball has influenced your life outside of sports?
It's definitely taught me to use my voice more, because softball, you have to be very vocal in the field, call off other girls, cheer on teammates, and it's taught me to keep a positive attitude and not get so down on myself.
Yeah, like what Courtney said, a positive attitude is a huge thing. It's something that I focus on every game. It's also brought a lot of structure to my life where I just know what I'm doing and when I'm going to do it. Like, it helps me get my homework done on time so then I have time to go to practice and just practice on my softball skills.
Yeah, softball is one of those sports where it kind of is like a momentum game, and you have to stay on top of that momentum. You can't let things get into your head. How do you guys think that you stay on top of your momentum? And like you guys talked about being positive. What do you think helps you stay positive?
I know I actually smile on the field, so you'll see me in the circle or at my occasional at-bat, and I'll be smiling. It just helps bring a lot of positivity, like fake it till you make it. And if my team sees me smiling, I'll get a bunch of smiles back, and it just creates like great energy in our dugout.
Yeah, I mean, this is a game of failure, so you're going to make mistakes. It's just natural. But if you look around, like, you just know no one's trying to make a mistake, and everyone's going to try to pick you up, and you got to play not only for yourself but for the girl behind you.
And before a big game, how do you guys get into the right mental headspace? Like, do you guys have any little habits or mantras or, like, little rituals that you do before each game?
Well, actually, just last year, our coach has implemented, like, a pre-game meditation where you kind of just visualize like on the field or you're at bat, and I think that's actually helped. But personally, I'll also just listen to music to focus in before a game.
Yeah, like Courtney said, the pre-game meditation is a great way to relax, but then also right before the game to get hyped. Our team loves dancing to Kan I Joe. We also stand in a circle and we do little claps where we say something that we need to work on and something we want to focus on during the game, and it just helps us get into that mindset of what we need to focus on.
Yeah, I really like that idea, Riley, because when you speak out about things you're working on, you're more likely to do them, which is, I think, that's something that coaches have talked to me over the
years.
Your
teammates can hold you accountable.
Yeah, exactly.
So with softball, there's a bunch of like little pieces of the game that come together to create like a bunch of different strategies. With the new coaching staff that hasn't really been with you guys, how do you think that worked out? Were you guys kind of leading the plays, or did the coaches kind of implement an entire new system?
I think the coaches kind of leaned on returning players, just kind of get their input, see what's been done in the past, but they definitely, I mean, just like softball kind of has basic knowledge, like stuff you do, so I think they did a good job adjusting to our culture here and picked up some new things and made us a better team.
I think for us, we learned from them just as much as they learned from us. We just kind of did what worked. They figured out what worked best for us, and then we did what worked best for our coaches, and we just met each other in the middle to find that perfect balance.
Yeah, thank you, Riley. And how do you guys try to make practices or the atmosphere of practices fun? Like, do you guys have any little fun games that you try to do?
We usually try to end practice with some sort of competition, keep it light, but all of our girls are very competitive, so it makes it fun.
Yeah, we listen to music a lot during practice. We love listening to music and just dancing and singing. Like Courtney said, some games that we like to play, I think a fan favorite is Taco Buffet. It gets our heart rate up with running, but also just helps with our hitting skills and all of that jazz.
How many people did you guys have in Northfield High School softball last year? Do you guys have any idea?
Shoot. I mean, I feel like, is 50 a fair estimate?
Yeah, I think around 50.
Because that's kind of what we have again this year, so I think it's somewhere around 50, give or take.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was kind of trying to hit at, no pun intended. You guys have a ton of teams, right? Do you know how many teams you have?
We had 4 last year, but I think we're only doing 3 this year.
Yep.
Is there anything that you guys do as upperclassmen or just coaches that try to make you guys stay connected, or is it kind of just separated in that your teams?
It's hard when we all play at like the same time at the same location, but if we finish a game early, we'll definitely head over and support the other teams as much as we can.
I know at the beginning of the season, we're all practicing together because we don't have our teams yet, so all the upperclassmen are able to meet the younger girls and just help them out with their skills. Like, I learn just as much from the seventh graders that they'll learn from me, and once we get into our teams, obviously, like Courtney said, it's harder to see them play or interact with them, but try our best to go to their games and cheer them on because they're a part of the softball program just as much as we are.
And kind of talking about the entire team, do you guys do any team bonding outside of just cheering for each other at games?
Yeah, we definitely try to do team bonding, or we did a volunteer thing last year over Easter, like Egg My Yard. That was definitely a good team bonding because you got to take girls in your car and go to different neighborhoods, and that was a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, Egg My Yard was a big team bonding. We had a big dinner. We love having team dinners. We have the chance to, but I think we're doing Egg My Yard again, so we'll get to see that and have more team bonding.
So on our segment of Meet the Raider segment of it, I have tried to keep a little bit of a theme about mental health and athletes going with all of my interviewees. There's been a lot more awareness lately about mental health and athletes, and balancing school and athletics at the same time can be very stressful. What is your take?
Sports have definitely had an effect on my mental health just because I set such high standards for myself and I expect me to play to a certain level. And sometimes I don't meet that bar, but it's definitely strengthened my mental toughness because that's what softball demands of you, and I've definitely grown from it.
Yeah, like Courtney said, I have high expectations for how I play, but how I play doesn't really like affect me as a person, so it just, like, I'll play how I play, and I know that my next game can be even better, and I won't define myself as a person by the way that I play.
Yeah, thank you both for that insight. As I was looking at your guys' like the softball Instagram page, you guys have done a really nice job of advocating for mental health. Like, I've seen you guys have an entire section on your Instagram about mental health awareness, and I think that's really cool and something that you guys are kind of paving the way with in Northfield.
Just like you guys have a strikeout cancer event, you guys also last year had a mental health awareness game, didn't you, where you wore like green and stuff like
that? Yeah, we had green ribbons, we had green eye black, and we're hoping to bring that back this year because it's just a great way to show that mental health does matter.
Yeah, unfortunately, I was gone for that game. I think I was sick during that time, but I really hope we can do it again so I can experience it this year.
And is mental health something that you guys, like, as a team talk about?
I think with our meditations that we do, that covers a lot of it. I'd love to bring it into our team more and just talk about it because it's something that should be talked about and it's something that a lot of people do struggle with. So it's something that we should all think about to be talking about this season.
Yeah, I agree with Riley because I think it's something we could talk about more. I think we might just, like, bottle it up and like try to put on a strong face, but really we're all going through the same thing, and if we talk about it more, then I think that'll bring us closer together as a team.
Yeah, I mean, you guys, it definitely is something that we all should talk about more, but you guys have done a really nice job about that. And like Riley, you're saying, like, the smiling, even if you're not feeling it, it's like a snowball effect, and then that translates onto your teammates, so that's something that helps too, I'm sure. Best of luck on your upcoming season, and thank you guys so much for joining in today.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, KYMN fans, for listening.
If you missed part of this interview live or want to listen to it again, head to our website, kymnradio.net, and tap on the sports header. This is Meet the Raider, the Raider Wrap, with your host, Evan Lowe.
And Liz Campbell. Keep tuning in this week for more sports on KYMN 95.1.
Kids are constantly changing, both physically and emotionally. That means the challenges of parenting change too. At Northfield Hospital and Clinics, our pediatricians are experts in kids. Our pediatric team works with you to provide the best individualized care and guidance through all your child's stages of growth. And we take the time to listen to your questions and concerns too. When only the best for your kids will do, schedule an appointment with the pediatric team at Northfield Hospital and Clinics, partnering with you for a lifetime of care.
The Graphic Mailbox is in the River Park Mall. With all of your mailing and printing needs, we can pack it up, ship it up, and get it down the road. Fabricate a sign or a banner. We work hard to know our products. We can find the books for you and set you up with everything. Graphic Mailbox in the River Park Mall, offering solutions for you.
You've had a good run, and now after 35 years, it's time to turn over the keys. You built your business from nothing but a dream and hard work, and look at it now. It wasn't always easy, but it was rewarding, and you have the team at Merchants Bank to advise you along the way. Their help with business loans and strategy planning through the years was invaluable, and even now, here at the end, with a succession plan to help turn it over to the next generation. It's good to know that they'll have the same trusted partner to turn to like you did. Thanks, Merchants Bank.
It's a wrap, boys and girls. It is the Raider Wrap right here at KYMN. It's about 15 after 11. Went a little bit long today, but we had a lot of fun stuff to talk about. I want to thank our head coach from the track team, Tyler Balow, for joining us in the studio. Olympic weightlifting coach, Noah Botmeyer, for joining us via phone this morning. And, of course, special thanks to our softball players, Riley Blandon and Courtney Kraft. And special thanks to Liz and Evan for putting on this morning's Meet Zareda. So how's your brackets going, huh? Thank you, Purdue. Needless to say, the March Madness continues today. San Diego takes on Furman starting about noon today. And then it's Tennessee taking on Duke, followed by Kansas and Arkansas. And then Missouri takes on number 15, Princeton. Houston, number one seed, still in the bracket, so I got that one going for me. Takes on Auburn, and then, of course, Texas versus Penn State, and UCLA versus number 7 Northwestern. Alabama, the number one seed, takes on Maryland for the final cap of the evening. And yes, I know that UCLA means UCLA. Thank you very, very much. Jimmy LaRue bidding you adieu. Have a great day, boys and girls. We'll catch you next week right here on 95.1 KYMN and the Raider Wrap.
Citizens are invited to Northfield's annual State of the City Address. The night includes live music, awards, refreshments, art, and will feature the accomplishments the city has made this year. Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell will give the keynote speech. The State of the City Address is Tuesday, March 21st, 6:30 at the Crakeham Performance Hall in Carleton's White Center for Creativity. Don't miss it.
95.1, The One.